Today's story is called Lola by Lu Fein. Near the deep, dark woods was a simple little chicken farm. On this farm lived a little chicken who was anything but simple. Lola was special. Life on the little farm was exactly the same, day in and day out. The sun rose, and the big, bold rooster tossed back his head and crowed, "Cock-a-doodle-doo, I may be looking for you." "Awk, awk, awk," the chickens squawked. They fluttered their wings and wriggled their wattles. And every single day, all the chickens squabbled, all the chickens except Lola. "Pick me, pick me." "No, no, no, it's my turn." "You never choose me." Who would the rooster choose to sit beside him that day? Lola. Lola was the chosen one, today's lucky little chicken. Just for today, the rooster thought only of Lola. But Lola didn't want to sit next to the rooster. Instead, she sat on a tree branch alone. "I want something special," Lola sighed. "Someone who loves just me." The rooster was crushed. No chicken had ever refused to sit beside him. "All the chickens want to sit next to me," he said. "They cluck and fuss, fuss, and cluck to be chosen." The rooster's heart was broken. His handsome feathers drooped. He no longer paraded in front of the chickens, singing, "Cock-a-doodle-doo, I may be looking for you." Lola felt sad and lonely. Her love must be far, far away from the chicken farm. "I know you are out there somewhere," she whispered, "waiting to love just me. But where are you?" Lola was different, not at all like the other chickens. Everyone teased her. "What's wrong with Lola?" the others whispered. "Does she think she's better than the rest of us?" They laughed at her. "Ha, ha, ha." Lola sighed. "This simple little chicken farm is too complicated for me. It's time for me to fly." And taking a deep breath, Lola bravely stepped outside the safety of the fence. For the first time in her life, Lola was alone. But where would she go? Over the hill to another farm, or into the deep, dark woods? "Now it's my turn to choose," said Lola. Lola entered the woods alone, or so she thought. "Will I ever find my love?" she wondered. Suddenly, creeping up behind her, Fox called, "Lola? Are you looking for me?"
"Aye!"
The end. People are not always what they seem, and it's important to wait for the right one and choose wisely. Amen.